Meteorology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly cloudy skies around 50. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, upper 30s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll continue with cloudy skies, mid-50s with calm winds. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies in the upper 30s. As we head into Wednesday, mostly cloudy, chance of rain, showers, temperatures in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 41.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Since falling to a record low in April, the Creighton University Rural Main Street Index has increased for six straight months. According to the monthly survey of bank CEOs in a rural area of a 10-state region, dependent on agriculture and or energy, the index rose to its highest level since January, prior to the onset of COVID-19. The overall index for October climbed above growth neutral 50 to a 53.2 from September's 46.9. That index ranges between 0 and 100 with a rating of 50, representing growth neutral. For only the third time in the last 82 months, the Farmland Price Index advanced above growth neutral for October. That reading, now at 50.6, September's reading was 45.0. And for the first time since January, banks reduced their volume of loans. The borrowing index slumped to 46.8 from a September reading of 60.9. Bankers, as expected, expressing concerns about COVID-19 and its impact on the economy. A recent buying spree means China is running away with the top spot on the U.S. corn buyer list 6 weeks into the marketing year. China has purchased 10.4 million tons for delivery during 2020-2021. That's twice as large as the sales date for Mexico, which is usually the number one corn purchaser. Ryan LeGrand is CEO of the U.S. Grains Council and says the top customer for the current crop year is off to a very rapid start. He said the phase one trade agreement is a factor, but Chinese importers are also practical and will buy what they need when they need it, and the price is right for them. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, after the continued cybersecurity threats in the state of Kansas and across the nation, Governor Laura Kelly has announced the second annual cybersecurity summit for executives in the state of Kansas.
Cybersecurity Executive Leadership Summit is just one of the many ways we create a culture of cyber awareness within the state, and that culture starts with us. As leaders, we must understand how these threats and our vulnerabilities impact our ability to deliver services. This is not just an IT issue. This is a business continuity and management issue.
In other news, a 17-year-old teenager was taken to a hospital, then released into his parents' custody after a disturbance at a Topeka convenience store. Cake News reports the event happened around 3:30 on Saturday morning, where police found a teen naked and under the influence of an unknown substance, covering himself in ranch dressing, damaging property inside the business, then ran outside and jumped into a running vehicle. Mid-America Network News.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now, only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offer sale on select stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2T0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
Deer hunters across Kansas may have trouble finding local butchers to process their deer this fall because many of them are booked up for weeks or even months. The situation is a byproduct of the coronavirus pandemic, as more ranchers have turned to small and medium-sized meat processors after the virus forced many major meatpacking plants to shut down temporarily or reduce production in the spring and backlogs developed in their systems. So this fall, many meat processors like Burkhart Meats is unable to process deer at its shops in Kingsley for the first time in 50 years. Smoky River Meats in Salina is also turning away deer hunters. And authorities say a retired firefighter who was upset with a mask ordinance in the city of Wichita has been arrested on suspicion of threatening to kidnap and kill the mayor. The Wichita Eagle reports that 59-year-old suspect would face charges of criminal threat. Democrat Mayor Brandon Whipple said someone had read him a text message received by another city official that asked about the mayor's address and threatened his life. Whipple said the suspect talked about tyranny in the messages and was upset about the mask mandate and not being able to see his mother because of the coronavirus restrictions. Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, good Monday. Governor Pete Ricketts has announced new restrictions aimed at curbing the coronavirus amid a surge of new cases and hospitalizations in Nebraska. The Omaha World Herald reported that the Republican governor outlined four steps that will go into effect this Wednesday. Hospitals must provide 10% of their bed and intensive care unit space for incoming COVID-19 patients. Indoor gatherings, currently allowed up to 75% of capacity, must drop to 50%. People at bars and restaurants must remain seated and with no more than 8 people to a table, and wedding and funeral receptions must limit table sizes to no more than 8 people. And the Associated Press reports the number of coronavirus cases in Nebraska is growing at a fast pace, and that the state's rate of new infections ranks 6th highest in the entire United States. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A continued rise in COVID-19 cases has some health officials raising concern. Gage County reported 56 new cases last week. The five-county region of southeast Nebraska, monitored by Public Health Solutions, noted that last week marked the highest total since an outbreak in early May, and the positivity rate was approaching 15% from a previous average of just over 10%. Several area schools have identified individual cases of COVID and taken preventive measures, including cancellation of some activities, including football games involving Southern, Frankfort, and Washington County, among others. It was reported Friday that fans attending the Hanover Junior High game October 8th or the Hanover Clifton Clyde Senior High game October 9th may have had exposure and should monitor themselves accordingly. The last hospitalized patient in Marshall County was to return home Friday with 18 active cases at last report. Washington County was at 6 active cases as of Friday, and Nemaha County had risen to 66 cases as of earlier last week, with as many as 5 hospitalizations. Marshall County Health Department will host flu shot clinics Monday in Axtell at the community building from 9 to 10, Summerfield, the fire station, 10:45 until noon, and in Beatty at the fire station from 1 to 1:30. on Tuesday at the Frankfort Nutrition Site from 9 to 10 and in Vermilion at the library 10:30 to 11:15. Masks and social distancing are suggested. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and considered inviting an Atchison attorney to the October 26th meeting to discuss the possibility of a moratorium on new wind farm construction and countywide zoning. Public Works is working with the Elm Creek Township to close a portion of Quivira Road. Commissioners discussed the south parking lot of the courthouse, which is in need of overlay. They discussed converting the west side landscaping into angle parking to increase the number of available spaces for employees and guests. The board asked for estimates for concrete and or asphalt for the south parking and potential additional parking. Gayla Randall of Frankfort presented a map approved by the FAA in July, noting that some 5 to 8 people have turbines sited within a mile of their homes. She was also concerned with the number of listings, more than 110 initially proposed. NextEra replied they typically try to site 20% more locations than anticipated to allow for movement as needed, indicating they're still anticipating 108 to 110 turbines for the Irish Creek Wind Farm. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday. The county treasurer spoke of discussions regarding a potential tax sale and said tax statements should be going out by the 1st of November. There are currently 55 properties that could be eligible for tax sale, with some back taxes dating from 2012. 3 years delinquency are necessary for consideration. The last tax sale in Washington County was in 2016. Gerald Gary Reith, age 71, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Services were held Monday morning. Hanover Mortuary in charge for Gary Reith. Gene Bauer, age 84, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m., with a rosary at 9:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Gene Bauer. Robert Bob K. Nork, age 95, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Graveside service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Bob Nork.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the mid to upper levels of the atmosphere, we have a deep upper level trough across the central into the northern parts of the United States, still bringing us some cool temperatures for this time of year. It looks like we'll see highs in the upper 40s, lower 50s before we'll start to see much warmer temperatures as we head towards the middle of the week. We still have a cold front moving across the central and east central parts of the Midwest and another system moving across the northern parts of the Midwest. So it looks like in our area, a few clouds with chances for some precip as we head towards tomorrow and into the middle of the week. So across the area, mostly cloudy skies around 50. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies upper 30s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies mid 50s. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies upper 30s. And Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-October 67, recent record high 85 in 2003. The average low 41, record low of 26 set in 1991. Sunrise this morning 7:42, sunset this evening 6:41.
Leaf raking time is also an opportunity to give your trees a health inspection. We will share a few signs of an ailing tree on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 19th, the 293rd day of the year. Actor John Lithgow has a birthday, and 12-year-old Patty Duke made her debut on Broadway on this day in 1959. How can you tell if you have a sick tree on your hands? It's not always obvious. All trees will have dead branches at times in their life cycle, but multiple large dead branches are a concern. More than a few branches dying from the tips are also a warning sign. When you bend small twigs, they should be pliable and soft. You can also check for life by scratching a small section of bark. You should see green underneath. What about a hollow trunk? Surprisingly, it doesn't mean a tree is dead. Many hollow trees can still be healthy and thrive. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Got a question for the old farmer? Ask it at almanac.com.
Friends, I am Lisa Mosier, Republican candidate for the District 106 seat in the Kansas House of Representatives. My lifetime in agriculture includes the past 28 years as the co-owner of a Marshall County ranch and purebred beef production business. Kansas rural life offers unparalleled experience. As your representative in the Kansas legislature, I will champion agricultural and agribusiness opportunities through innovative approaches supporting rural Kansans. Thank you for your vote on November 3rd. This message paid for by Mosier for Kansas House District 106, Martha Pat Brady, Treasurer.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Monday. Letty Brown broke open a close game with a long touchdown run in the third quarter and caught one of Jared Doeg's three touchdown passes to lead West Virginia to a 38-17 win over KU Saturday. With West Virginia clinging to a 17-10 lead late in the third quarter, Brown ran 87 yards up the middle for the start of three straight touchdowns for the Mountaineers. The 210-pound junior compiled 195 yards on 18 carries. The Jayhawks were without Coach Les Miles. Miles tested positive for the coronavirus a week ago. He was cleared to return to the Jayhawks, but chose not to travel out of caution. Buffalo Bills coach Sean McDermott pays credit to experiences and advice he gained working under Kansas City coach Andy Reid while the two were in Philadelphia. McDermott and Reid will face each other on opposing sidelines this afternoon as the Bills and the Chiefs kick off at 4 p.m. Mid-America Network Sports.
If you're looking for show steers and heifers for your family this year, now's the time to check out the Dudes and Divas online sale from Steckline Cattle Company. Over a dozen high-quality show steers and heifers are up for sale. Most have registration papers for Key, Angus, Maine, and Charlet Composite. All calves are halter broke and ready for their new home. Check out the Dudes and Divas sale October 19th on SC Online Sales. For more information, call Tess McCurry, 316-461-3523. That's 316-461-3523.
Right now, the health and financial security of voters over 50 are on the line. That's why AARP Kansas is fighting for your voice to be heard. AARP Kansas wants to make sure that you know all of your voting options and that all Americans can vote safely, whether they choose to vote from home or in person. To learn more about your voting options, visit aarp.org/ksvotes. Paid for by AARP.
Joey Logano used every bit of the track to hold off Kevin Harvick over a long finishing green flag run to win the NASCAR Cup Series race at Kansas Speedway yesterday and earn a spot in the championship round at Phoenix. Alex Bowman finished third. Brad Keselowski was fourth. Kyle Busch rounded out the top five. Ryan Blaney, William Byron, playoff driver Martin Truex Jr., and Christopher Bell rounded out the top 10. Playoff driver Kurt Busch had an engine blow and wound up finishing 38th. The return of the border war between KU and Mizzou on the hardwood will not happen this year. KU announced last week that due to COVID-19-related changes in men's basketball, that they will renew the rivalry starting next year. So for now, you can mark your calendar for December 11th of 2021, and that game will take place at Allen Fieldhouse. I'm Rick Everett, and that is your Monday look at sports on the Mid-America Network. Have a great week.
Friday night football scores. Marysville took Clay Center 20-0. It was Raleigh County over Concordia 44-23. Augusta beat Abilene 47-0. Chapman took Council Grove 37-6. Fort Scott over Wamego 22-18. Valley Heights beat Jacksonites 56-15. Centralia over Linden 48-17. Jeff County North down Troy 52-3. Axtell down Wetmore 58-12. Clifton Clyde over Argonia Attica 64-16. Onega beat Blue Valley Randolph 64-0. Frankfort, Washington County, Donovan West all canceled due to COVID. Hanover had an open date. Twin Valley League Volleyball Tournament continues with semifinals, consolation, and championship on Tuesday evening. After Saturday, third seed Washington County was eliminated. Top seed Valley Heights faces seventh seed Wetmore. Second seed Hanover takes on number four Centralia Tuesday night in the semifinals at 6, with the consolation and championships following at 7.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com. Elephant ears make a dramatic statement in the garden and containers. Most are hardy in zones 8B through 11 and require special winter protection when grown in colder regions. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Move potted elephant ears indoors before the danger of frost and grow them like a houseplant in a cool, bright location. Be careful not to overwater during the winter when these plants are somewhat dormant. This is the best way to preserve those elephant ears that don't form a tuber we often call a bulb. Or dig the tuber just before or after a light frost. Cut off the leaves and allow the tubers to dry in a warm, dry location for 1 to 2 weeks. Then place the tubers in an open container of vermiculite, peat moss, or sawdust. Store in a cool location around 60 degrees. Winter mulch will increase survival in those growing them in marginally hardy areas. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
You may remember your history book told you of Ponce de Leon and his search for the Fountain of Youth. His trip to Florida actually cost him his life and the lives of other explorers who followed him. Your story is this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Daniel Stevens is a ranger at DeSoto National Memorial. DeSoto, of course, was a Spanish conquistador
But there were others who landed in present-day Florida long before he came ashore near today's Tampa Bay.
We have Juan Ponce de Leon that visits the state first in 1513 and then second in 1521 when he is killed by the Calusa to the south in South Florida.
There were others who tried to gain a foothold here for the Spaniards.
Then before De Soto, 10 years before him, you have Panfilio Narvaez, which was another conquistador that tries to come in and conquer Florida and fails epically.
Both explorers died on their North American expeditions.
They greatly underestimated the native population and resolve that's here in Florida. Unfortunately, Ponce de Leon gets shot with a Calusa arrow that's poisoned, and he dies on the way back to Cuba. Panfilio Narvaez lands with half of his force and doesn't have the men, the materials, and supplies necessary to survive in Florida and ends up dying off the coast of Texas.
The first half of the 16th century was not kind to the Spaniards' quest to begin a colony in Florida.
Florida to Spain is a cursed land. They know that there's no viable metals like gold here, and that there's no fertilized soil enough to support a plantation system. But they know they need to have a colony here.
There were important reasons to keep sending men to attempt to establish a colony and even conquer Florida. The next to try the feat was De Soto, the man for whom this national memorial is named. So how did he fare? His story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Bradenton, Florida, I'm Andrew McCray.
A salute during October, National 4-H Month, from Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply, First National Bank in Frankfort, Hanover Hospital, and the Citizen State Banks.
My name is Carson Lang, and I have been in Happy Harvesters 4-H Club for 3 years. This year, I showed pigs and chickens and took a heifer for the first time. I also took photos in a garden flower to the fair. I received Reserve Champion Junior Swine Showman and won my first belt buckle, which is lots of fun.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us. All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water.
Your air and your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise that we'll be there when you need us.
Wide Awake 4-H Club is growing the next generation of leaders. Join us today.
In celebration of National 4-H Week, Wide Awake is seeking new members.
Visit Kansas4-H.org or your local extension office to find a 4-H club near you. That's Kansas4-H.org. My name is Dustin Denton, and this is my 9th year as a Wide Awake 4-H member. My favorite project is breeding beef.
My name is Audrey Steinfort. I am a 9-year member of the Wide Awake 4-H Club, and my favorite project is sheep.
My name is Kinsley Gillig, and this is my 6th year in the Wide Awake 4-H Club, and my favorite project is breeding beef.
Hi. I'm Ross Slada, a 10-year member of the Sunflower 4-H Club. I joined 4-H 10 years ago because of all the valuable life lessons 4-H teaches me. My favorite part of 4-H is being a camp counselor at 4-H camp. My favorite 4-H project is Boys Bimanship, which I have modeled 3 years at the Kansas State Fair. For more information on how to join 4-H, contact your local 4-H Extension office.
A salute during October, National 4-H Month, from Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply, First National Bank in Frankfort, Hanover Hospital, and the Citizen State Bank.
4-H, for you, for America, 4-H.
It's not always necessary to dig into the septic system to look for trouble. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The color of the turf on top can tell you what's going on underneath as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
The grass in our septic system absorption field blends in pretty well with the rest of the lawn. Sometimes the grass in that area is a darker, more lush green than the surrounding turf, but it isn't too noticeable. Bradley is an associate extension specialist with the University of Kentucky. He says the color of the grass over the septic system absorption field is a key indicator of performance. In warmer months during dry periods, grass over the trenches can turn brown, but this is simply an aesthetic problem.
I don't want homeowners to think that because they have these brown stripes in their lawn, they need to water their lawn. The reason is, if you have brown stripes over your septic system and the turf grass, it's operating as it should be. That means the soil is accepting the water at a rate fast enough that you don't have water that's backing up into the trenches.
On the other hand, lush green grass over the septic system trenches may look nice, but Lee says it could be an early sign that serious problems are looming.
If it's green relative to the rest of your lawn, that would mean that you've got water that is ponded in that soil absorption field. And it doesn't necessarily mean your septic system is failing, just means that your trenches are getting full of water. So it's an indicator that your storage capacity is diminished, and there's a chance if you have excessive water use, you could have surfacing or ponding of wastewater effluent.
If you see green stripes, Lee recommends taking a hard look at your water use. Keep a daily log for at least a week. Cut down on the length of showers and loads of laundry and see if that changes things. If you've cut back on water but the green stripes continue for a few months, contact a septic system professional. Learn more about septic performance at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Choo-choo, choo-choo, bum, bum. Choo-choo, bum, bum. Choo-choo, bum, bum.
Life is life.
Choo-choo, bum, bum.
Choo-choo.
Thomas Jefferson said something more than 250 years ago that still rings true today. Never spend money before you have it. Hi, this is Callie Breeze from Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, some things never change. People have always wanted things they can't afford or don't need. And going into debt is one way to do it. But is it worth it? So here's what I do when I'm faced with that dilemma. I ask myself a few simple questions. Do I need it? Can I delay my purchase till I have enough money to buy it? If I do buy it with a credit card, what's the total cost, including interest? And is it a short-term decision I'm going to regret in the long run? The most important question I ask, am I honoring God with this financial decision? When your faith informs your financial decisions, you can live a more content, confident, and generous life. I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent.
At Country Place Senior Living, you'll have life as you want it and care as you need it. Country Place Senior Living is welcoming, well-designed, and focuses on the specific needs of older adults. Each apartment is designed to help seniors feel independent, secure, and dignified. At Country Place Senior Living, residents feel at home.
I've made it my home by bringing in a few pictures from my family and just getting acquainted with the people that live here and the good help they have here, and it just seems like home to me.
To make Country Place Senior Living your home, call 562-4001.
A new tool to help farmers make and manage their grain marketing decisions today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Chicago-based Archer Daniels Midland Company, ADM for short, and suburban Minneapolis-based Cargill have a new ag tech joint venture called GreenBridge. The company, located in Omaha, has created a digital platform, also called GreenBridge, to assist farmers in making grain marketing decisions. GreenBridge CEO Mark Johnson.
The key for us here is how do you get a consolidated view of your grain position? That is, what do you have right now? What are you growing? And what have you already contracted? What sort of actions do you need to take based on those different transactions? These are foundational documents in thinking about the P&L of your farm, thinking about the profitability of your farm. So how do we bring all of that data to you in a really simple interface? How do we bring as many buyers on board to make sure that you understand who you've contracted to? And then there's a whole series of features. Once we have that consolidated grain position in a single location, how do we really help you optimize how you market your grain so you optimize profitability?
Johnson says 400 grain buying locations are in the system now, and more are being added all the time. You can learn more at grainbridge.com or contact your local ADM or Cargill rep. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hey, let's take a break from political ads and talk about the Mosier Ranch Private Treaty Bull Sales starting at 11 a.m. Saturday, October 31st at the ranch north of Wheaton, Kansas. In the offering is 55 bulls, including Sim Angus, Simmental, and Angus. For more information, check out our website at MosierRanch.com for sale information, including our catalog and video. Or give me a call at 785-456-3101.
Hello and good Monday. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
The Kansas Department of Agriculture has recently updated its interactive map of Kansas showing the economic contribution of agriculture across the state. Located on the KDA website, the interactive resource can be used to find the agricultural economic facts for each of the 105 counties in Kansas, as well as a report for the entire state. KDA annually updates the state and county economic statistics that feature 71 sectors of agriculture and agriculture-related industries' impact to the state's economy. In addition to the direct output, the report includes the indirect and induced effects of agriculture and ag-related sectors, which demonstrate the total impact that agriculture has in Kansas communities. This economic contribution of agriculture totals over $70 billion and supports more than 250,000 jobs statewide. The economic report includes the list of top 10 sectors by output and by employment. Once again, the top sector in both categories is beef cattle, ranching, and farming, which includes feedlots and dual-purpose ranching and farming. Other notable sectors in these top 10 list include grain farming, dog and cat food manufacturing, and landscape and horticulture services. KDA not only captures domestic impact, but also monitors commodity movement into the export markets. Back in 2019, Kansas agricultural exports totaled $3.83 billion. While in 2019, ag exports were down slightly from the previous year, this export totals remains well above the five-year average of $3.62 billion. Back in 2019, ag commodities from communities across Kansas were exported to 96 countries around the world, and the top 10 agricultural export markets for Kansas were Mexico, Japan, Canada, South Korea, and other Asian nations, as well as Spain and the Netherlands. The top five trade partners make up nearly 75% of Kansas agricultural trade. Mexico continues to be the Kansas top export destination for all agricultural commodities. That's the news, and with your latest check of ag news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Spag.
Most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8-3-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow sale on Wednesday, October 21st, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. Cattle included will be 90 choice reputation black and red Angus Charlotte cross and limousine Angus cross calf with vaccinated first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60-day old fall calves by side. There will be 45 Colorado origin calf with vaccinated red Angus first calf heifers. There'll be AI bred to Red Angus Redemption Bulls for February calving. We'll have a complete dispersal of 65 black-white facing Hereford cows. They'll be 2 years older. 15 of them will have Angus and Hereford cross calves by side. The balance will be bred for February-March calves. We'll have over 100 black and crossbred cows. They'll be 3 years older. Many will have fall calves by side. Bulls offered will include 2 3-year-old Angus bulls and the 3-year-old Red Angus bull. Also offered will be 16 Simmental and Sim Angus calves with vaccinated replacement heifers. To consign cattle, for more information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, October the 21st, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. One U.S. House member said farmers need more relief from the feds. Ralph Abraham is a Republican from Louisiana and sits on the House Ag Committee. He says that while it's nice the USDA has sent out a second round of market facilitation program payments, farmers still need more.
Well, we certainly need another MFP payment for our farmers and ranchers. The previous payments, the USDA, Secretary Perdue, so far it's just been a godsend for our producers. But China is either slow walking or either reneging on payment of that $36.5 billion that they're supposed to buy our grain, our agricultural products from us in 2020. So with China not ponying up like they're supposed to per agreement, then we're left holding the bag literally, and that bag has no money in it, and our farmers are on the line for credit. They need some money in their pockets.
Now, he says he doesn't know just how much it will take to make another round of payments be effective.
We're amassing or assembling the numbers now. It's going to take a good bit because, again, what we've got to make sure is that our farmers are bankable for next year so that when they go to their banks and their respective creditors, they can go with a balance sheet in hand that shows they will have ability to repay some loans. So it's going to be quite a bit of money, but this is what we've got to have. Our farmers, as I've said a thousand times, they not only feed us, but they feed the world. They are a major, major part of our national economy, and we cannot fail. We cannot let them down.
That's Representative Ralph Abraham, a Republican from Louisiana. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Harvest is here. All of us at AgView.net wish you good yields and safe days. With so much going on in the world of agriculture, you need a reliable and relevant source for information. AgView.net brings you the stories and interviews you need to help you make decisions that can make a positive impact on your farm or ranch. It's available to you free of charge all day, every day, AgView.net, or on Facebook and Twitter at AgView. Reliable and relevant, your source for agriculture information is AgView.net.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson. Today, using a word that I'm getting very tired of. I'll talk about it after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1000. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
I'm getting very tired of having to use this word. We're just about through with 2020, but we're already using it for 2021. The word is virtual. And this week, I received an email from the Office of the American Farm Bureau Federation from the president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, Zippy Duval, that started with this line: "We have made the decision to convert the 2021 American Farm Bureau Convention from an in-person to a virtual," there's the word, "virtual event due to the cancellation of all events through January 31st. In 2021 at the San Diego Convention Center, as well as our prioritization for the safety of our members, partners, and staff during this global health crisis, we felt it was the right decision to make. And while we are saddened to not meet in person for this convention, this change opens new doors of opportunity to include leading voices from across the country as speakers and panelists and offer some fresh insight and inspiration, all available to you for free. For free. According to all the commercials I see on television these days, sounds like almost everything is free. But Zippy Duval goes on to say, "While we are saddened to not meet in person for this convention, we are looking to innovation for the presentation virtually. We are eager to bring this event safely to you, to your farm, ranch, and rural homes across the country. We know you have come to expect top level content from our in-person events, and we are excited to deliver it virtually. So let me share some more of the news to soften the blow. The theme of the 2021 convention is Stronger Together. It will bring together farmers, ranchers, and industry experts to discuss the top issues facing agriculture, ranging from the future of animal agriculture to the industry economic outlook and the innovations that are leading the way for a more sustainable industry. That's just naming some of the topics that we'll be featuring at our convention virtually January 10 through 13, 2021. And registration information very shortly will be available on the Farm Bureau website. So we'll miss seeing you at the Farm Bureau convention in 2021. That's the National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group. Be safe and be well. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Reduce your risk during the soybean growing season and at harvest time by choosing different maturity levels. This can also help increase yields on Successful Farming Radio.
Stay out in front with the consistent performance of Asgrow brand soybeans. Ask your dealer how much further you can grow when Asgrow leads the way.
Acre to acre, year to year, generation to generation, nobody scrutinizes performance like you do. And acre to acre, year to year, generation to generation, the consistent performance of Asgrow brand soybeans helps to keep your profitability out in front, offering leading agronomic expertise and 100% exclusive genetics for strong yield potential. Ask your dealer how much further you can grow when Asgrow leads the way. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Bill wants plant all day. The Thrive 3D application system from FMC is a revolutionary in-furrow crop protection platform that plants up to 480 acres between refills. The Thrive 3D application system mounts to most major planter brands and can be yours at no cost with the FMC Freedom Pass program. To learn more, call 815-362-7747 today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Soybean yield is a product of the number of days of seed fill and the rate of fill. The leaves are the plant's factories, so the more leaves, the greater the fill. There are different soybean maturity groups that climb a scale from 000 to 8. As you go up the maturity scale, you delay the signal to the plant to start flowering. There are 10 days between each soybean group maturity number. Mark Licht is an extension agronomist at Iowa State University. He says yield and yield consistency should be number one in your seed decision, but selecting for maturity is right up there in importance.
We have some evidence through Iowa State variety, the research that I've been doing, that the longer season, higher maturity groups tend to be a little bit higher yielding than the earlier ones. But maturity is a huge risk management factor that we can play with and help us in making sure that we have high yield potential.
He says by staggering maturities, you won't have the entire soybean crop going through environmental adversity, such as water or heat stress, at the same stage of growth. Another risk management tool is to spread out the harvesting window.
If we planted a little bit later maturity, a little bit on the back end of our planting schedule, that would mean that it can mature 5 to 10 days later. And so we can use maturity to spread out that harvest window. So hopefully we're able to harvest more soybeans in 13, 14, even 15% moisture range versus if they all mature at the same time, then we tend to harvest soybeans that are drier than we would want.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about soybean maturity selection at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Hello and good Monday afternoon. I'm Sid Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through the midday point, we're still seeing a mostly mixed day across the board. Lower in the livestock, but still higher throughout the grains. December corn currently up 3 3/4 at 405 3/4. March up to 411 a bushel. That's up 4 cents on the day. The wheat complex saw a mixed morning. However, here through the afternoon, we're seeing December Kansas City wheat now sharply higher, up 7 3/4 to 566 1/2. March up to 573 1/2. That's up 7 1/4. Into the oil seeds, we see November soybeans tacking on some more gains, up 6 1/4 at 1056 1/4. January to 1056. That's up 6 cents today. Soybean meal sharply higher still, as December soy meal up 710 at 374.60. And December soybean oil down 45 points currently at 3254. Currently now, let's head through the cotton complex. We see December cotton up 125 points at 71.17, triple-digit gains beyond that as well. Throughout the livestock, as mentioned, mostly lower numbers. October live cattle down 290 at 104.25, December down 337 at 105.25, October feeder cattle down 355 at 134.55, November drops $5 at $130.02. December lean hogs currently up $1.07 at $70.87, February, however, drops 47 cents to $70.47. Into the energy markets, we're seeing a mixed to mostly lower day. November crude oil, however, up 17 cents at 41.05. Unleaded gas is fractionally higher at $1.17 a gallon. Heating oil right now down a penny at $1.16 a gallon. November natural gas is down 2 at $2.74. Throughout the metals, we see October gold up $7 at $19.07.80. December silver's up 31 cents at $24.71 an ounce. Dollar index, as well as the main stock markets, are currently a bit lower. Sam Smack with your markets through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP. At Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now, only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com. Offer sale on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock 2T0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire.
Legendary songs. Classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1 KNDY, Marysville.